We've got a three-peat in the pool, plus some familiar last names show out at the Breslin Center. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship.
And East Lansing, for the first time since 1958, are champions in boys basketball.
That was Eric Vandepfeiffer of the MHSAA Championship Radio Network on the call, as East Lansing knocked off Wayne Memorial in the Division I boys basketball finals in front of a raucous crowd at the Breslin Center. The Trojans got 20 points from Cam Hudson, 19 from Kingston Davis, and 16 from KJ Torbert in the victory, EL's first in boys basketball in 67 years. And if the names Hudson, Thomas, and Torbert playing at the Breslin Center ring a bell, all three have dads who played at Michigan State. Andre Hudson and David Thomas were on the 2000 National Championship team, while Kelvin Torbert played on the 2005 Final Four team. In Division II, Warren Lincoln won for the second straight year. A balanced scoring attack, five players scored at least 9 points each, led the Abes to a 7-point win over Romulus Summit Academy. Riverview Gabriel Richard used a big second quarter to win a Division III championship. The Pioneers defeated Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac by a score of 79-63. And in Division IV, Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian avenged a regular season loss to Fowler by beating the Eagles 49-32 in the title game. The win gives Tri-Unity coach Mark Keeler a seventh MHSAA championship. In his last game as head coach, he announced his retirement earlier in the year. It's a second straight title for Tri-Unity. For more on all four boys basketball championship games, check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, the Sanford Meridian girls basketball team, who won its first ever regional championship, knocking off Roscommon 37-26. Halen McLaughlin scored 24 in the win. Grand Rapids West Catholics' Alicia Dykstra scored her 1,000th career point in a regional championship win over Spring Lake. And to the Utica Ford girls basketball team, they defeated Warren Cousineau 48-24 in the regional finals, giving Ford its first regional championship since 1985.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
When watching a college or NBA game, the last 2 minutes of the game can seem like it takes forever, especially in recent years where more and more judgment calls made by officials are subject to instant replay. At the high school level, video is not used to make a ruling or confirm or overturn a call made during the course of the contest. The only time video review is used in basketball at the high school level is at the MHSAA semifinal and final games. In these games, video review can be used only to determine if a shot was released in time at the end of the fourth quarter or overtime, or if that shot was a 2-point or 3-point field goal attempt. The MHSAA believes that this very limited use of replay in these games at the very end of the tournament series in boys and girls basketball is the right call.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Three schools captured championships in swim and dive over the weekend. In Division I, held at the Holland Aquatic Center, Saline used the motivation of finishing second last year to win it all this year. The Hornets finished in front of Ann Arbor Pioneer and Northville. It's Saline's first title since winning four straight from 2010 to 2013. In Division II, held at Oakland University, Detroit U of D Jesuit won for the first time ever. The Cubs easily outpointed Byron Center and Birmingham Seahold. And in Division III, at Eastern Michigan University, Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood won its third straight title. Holland Christian was second, East Grand Rapids third. For the list of individual winners, check out the results at MHSAA.com. That's going to do it for the winter season. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back when football starts in the fall.